This week, North Carolina is getting its first shipment of a new COVID-19 vaccine after the CDC authorized the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccination. We're also seeing significant changes to the state's vaccine waitlist, with the new categories becoming eligible for the vaccine as early as today.
In all, more than 1.5 million North Carolinians have gotten at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. We've been keeping track of North Carolina's vaccine rollout at WUNC.org, and Laura and I are back to answer more of your questions about this phase of vaccinations.
And we've got a lot to cover, so let's start with diving into the latest about the COVID-19 vaccine waitlist.
Yeah, this is a big one. All of Group 3 in North Carolina's vaccine priority list are now eligible to get the vaccine. This includes meatpacking workers, U.S. Postal Service workers, grocery store workers, public transit workers, clergy, security officers, first responders, and that's not the end of the list. So it's a lot of people. You remember that Group 3 actually started with teachers, just childcare workers, K-12 teachers, and staff. That was about 240,000 people in itself. And that addition of the newly authorized Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I think that's where this comes in, Laura. And we should probably remind everybody about which vaccines are available right now.
Yeah, so currently in North Carolina, we have two vaccines that have already been in the rotation for quite some time. This is the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. These are both two-dose vaccines. And now the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine is fully authorized by the CDC. And it's a single-dose shot. So huge difference with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. You only have to go to one appointment to get this one. It does not require extreme cold storage like some of those other vaccines, so it's just a lot more cost effective as well for the state to transport, and you don't have the same kind of pressure to use the vaccine in a really short time span. And North Carolina is getting more than 80,000 doses. And then I feel like, Will, we should mention that last time we spoke about these vaccine questions that folks had for WUNC, North Carolinians really had a limited set of tools available for finding out where they stand on the vaccine wait list. And that has really changed. And you've got two websites that I want to highlight. So there's findmygroup.nc.gov that helps you figure out which priority group you are in. And then you've also got yourspotyourshot.nc.gov. That's more of a general resource to try and find out more about the vaccines in general and when you are eligible.
It should be mentioned as well that vaccine distribution is still sort of a work in progress. When we talked about this last, we actually talked about North Carolina early on being one of the worst at getting out the vaccine. When you're talking about, you know, the number of people getting vaccinated each week, it's gotten a little bit better, but all counties, when you go to the local level, counties are still not vaccinating people at the same pace. We can look at counties like Wake or Durham, bigger counties that are about average or maybe even below the state average of how many vaccines they're getting out. And then you can go to rural counties like Hyde County, which has already actually vaccinated more than 20% of its entire population. On top of that, the federal government distributes these vaccines to states based on how quickly they can get last week's doses out. And then the state allocates those doses to each county and each local health provider based on how quickly they were getting last week's doses out. So it's making it tough for some local health providers like Durham County to set up large-scale vaccination sites because they're actually not getting enough doses to put out a large-scale vaccination site, and they can't get more doses to put out that large vaccination site until they prove that they can get those lower number of doses out more quickly. So it's almost this sort of circular process that's going on the local level to get the vaccine out that I think is why people across the state are seeing things happen at a different pace.
Yeah, but when we factor in sort of those counties that are doing well, and some of the places that are struggling. When you sort of put it all together, we now have just over 15% of the state that has received their first dose of vaccine. That puts us in the 27th rank of state vaccination rates. That's based on some data that I found at NPR.org. So, you know, it's good to have perspective on how we're doing compared to the rest of the country. And the important thing for us to remember is that as the vaccinations are underway, North Carolina is the state with the 12th highest number of new cases per capita over the past 7 days. So something to keep in mind as the state moves to reopen and as folks are making personal decisions around what activities that they're comfortable participating in with their friends and family. And then, Will, I think we want to just take a moment as well to sort of pause and get some perspective on just how long we've been battling this pandemic, because today marks 1 year since the state health department reported the first case of COVID-19. And as you know, it's a really grim anniversary for North Carolina, with more than 860,000 confirmed cases and more than 11,000 deaths.
Yeah, 1 year in, we will keep reporting on this pandemic and the vaccine rollout that is designed to get us out of it.